Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's time for a Texas edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Up still not dead again today.
Joe Nick Petoskey hosts the Texas Music Hour of Power at Marfa Public Radio in Marfa, Texas, which is about 60 miles from the border with Mexico. Joe Nick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great to be here.
It's great to have you, and you play a lot of different styles on your show, but all out of Texas. Tell us about some of them before we hear them.
Well, Texas is a mishmash of a lot of sounds, and it has a lot of different indigenous musics. You know, the basic food groups of American music, country, and blues, Texans kind of have ownership of both those sounds. And then there's all kinds of other sounds running around, like Western swing, jazz, country, original music. You know, there's things like zydeco and conjunto and tejano. There's all kinds of musics, and part of the goal of this show is to play all the Texas musics we got.
All right, well, let's get to some of it. And first, you wanted us to hear from someone who has been at this for a while. This is Delbert McClinton featuring Jimmy Vaughn and Luann Barton with Don't Do It.
We were all down at South Street when the bottle fell out. Somebody screamed, "What you talking about?" Heard a glass break and somebody moan. Saw Raymond running out the front door, screaming into his cell phone. Don't do it. There must be something I can do. Please don't do it. Let me make it up to you. We've been together so long. Baby, please hold on. Don't do it.
So how would you describe this?
Well, it depends how you want to describe it. Delbert's been described as country. That's definitely rhythm and blues, and a lot of that, what we call Texas shuffle. It's got a swing to it. And, of course, Jimmy Vaughn is the older brother of Stevie Vaughn. He's one of the great interpreters of modern American blues music. So blues, rock and roll, this is a guy that taught harmonica to John Lennon of the Beatles before the Beatles became the Beatles. He's been around, so it's Texas music. That's what we call it.
He's 76 years old, Delbert McClinton.
Yeah, and he's still, you know, he's got some chops. That's brand new music from his latest album.
All right, well, next you wanted us to hear from the Austin group Shiny Ribs. This is called Trouble Trouble. So on Twitter, this group refers to itself, and by the way, this would sound so much better if you were saying it than me, but here we go. The Baryshnikov of the Big Thicket, the Pavarotti of the Piney Woods, the Redneck Parliament, Walt Whitman of Thumb Wrestling, the Bruce Lee of ukulele.
That's Kevin Russell in a nutshell. He comes from the southeast corner of Texas called the Golden Triangle, where so much great music like George Jones, Johnny Winter, Janis Joplin, people like that came out of that corner of the state, and, you know, that's, to me, Texas music once again. What you want to call it, well, depends how you describe things.
Well, and how would you describe this style of music?
Well, I think it's definitely roots music, and a lot of people pigeonhole it as Americana. And if you want to talk Americana, I make the argument that all started in Austin in the early 70s when Willie Nelson, Doug Somm, folks like Willis Allen Ramsey, Jerry Jeff Walker, all and Sleep at the Wheel are all moving to town and mixing up traditional sounds and basically making it new.
Okay, well, the next selection from you is Down in the Barrio by Los Tex Maniacs with Alejandro Escovedo.
Way down in the barrio, something.
Okay, let's talk about that accordion first.
Yeah, that's Josh Baca. And accordion's a big deal in Texas, and especially in Tejano and Conjunto music, what we call Tex-Mex. And it's usually elders that are recognized, like the great Flaco Jimenez or Esteban Jordan, the Jimi Hendrix of accordion. But this generation's great accordionist is Josh Baca. I've got my eyes on him. He is a hot player, and I'm looking forward to seeing where he's going to take this Tex-Mex sound.
And do you hear a lot of the Tex-Mex sound where you are in Marfa, which, as we said, is not too far from the Mexican border?
Well, you've got to understand the Tri-County area, which is as big as Connecticut, 10,000 people, they call it the Trans-Pecos Big Bend, is bicultural, and it's bilingual. I mean, it really is. It's in the air, so on my show, there's a lot of Freddie Fender, the great classics like Lydia Mendoza, Narciso Martinez, Isidro Lopez. Well, actually, one of my favorites is Piñata Protest, which are the Ramones of Conjunto polka music. So I know it sounds strange, but you got to hear it, and it sounds actually kind of natural.
All right, well, you wanted us to hear from a group out of Crosby, Texas, originally from Louisiana. This is Jerome Baptiste and the Zydeco Players with Creole Country Boy, Volume 1.
I'm a callin' for a buck, but I'm a shoot a doe this time, y'all. That's the way we do it in the Creole world. Take it up, y'all. We just a Creole Country Boy. We just a Creole Country Boy. We just a Creole Country Boy.
So I remember going to a Zydeco show years ago in Maryland with a friend who is just a huge Zydeco fan. How big is it in Texas?
Well, on a given Saturday night, there's more Zydeco being played in Houston than anywhere.
Hmm.
I mean, it's associated with Southwest Louisiana, which is really where it came from, rural Louisiana. But the Creole migration to Houston, you got to look at Houston in that context as being L.A., the promised land. So there are loads of Zydeco bands and contemporary bands, some that are mixing hip-hop in instead of rhythm and blues or country sounds. Little Brian is Zydeco Travelers, Jabbo, Step Rito, Leroy Thomas, and all these groups are led by an accordion, but they often sing in French. And like I said, Houston is probably the epicenter of Zydeco music today.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and you wanted us to hear a song that everyone will recognize, although probably not this version. Let's listen. Now, this is someone that you mentioned, Flaco Jimenez and Buck Owens.
Right, and it's kind of a way of demonstrating that Texans don't observe borders or boundaries or color lines when it comes to music. You've got Buck Owens, who is the creator of the Bakersfield sound in Southern California, but he came out of Sherman, Texas, up by the Oklahoma line. And then Flaco Jimenez is really the great exporter of the Tex-Mex accordion, discovery of Doug Somm. He's played with everyone from Bob Dylan to the Rolling Stones. He's out of San Antonio, and what better song to kind of collaborate on but a Beatles song? And that is the least Beatles-sounding Beatles song.
Absolutely.
That you've heard in at least the last 24 hours. Right. I would challenge you on that one. But that's Texas. And forget who we are, you know, in the political realm or whatever. Culturally, we're just a wonderful mishmash. And that's why I love Texas music. And we've got a great recorded body of work that goes back to the 1920s. But it's here and now, and it's happening.
And your favorite city in Texas is?
Marfa, Texas.
Of course, right where you are. Joe Nick Potoski hosts the Texas Music Hour of Power at Marfa Public Radio in Marfa, Texas. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. And remember, salvation through Texas music.
And you can join the thousands of people following our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.
Love me, dude.